Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. You feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. For everybody who's listening via phone, we appreciate you. And for anybody who wants to call in and spit, sing, let us know what's going on in your community, feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that's 323-642-1532. So I hope you guys have had a great start of the week so far. And if you haven't, I pray that this day continues to get better for you, and including the rest of the week. Also, for anybody, if you don't have anything going on Saturday, I would love to celebrate my birthday with you. My birthday is actually August 25th, having a show a week early. I'm going to be the big 4-0. I'm looking forward to that venture, and I'm very thankful that God is, you know, allowed all these years. So I do appreciate it, and I'm thankful, and I would love to celebrate with you. And that will be on Saturday. That will be the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kenton, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show's going to be from 8:30 to midnight. And we're going to party like rock stars. We're going to have a good time. We have some talent. We have some artists. We also, I'm sad to say, Marcus Anderson hit me up yesterday and told me he won't be able to make it. But we do have the Fifth Horseman, and we have a lot of other talent that are going to artists that are going to, talented artists that are going to be in the building. So, like I say, we would love to have you guys. And we can't do this without you, so I appreciate the love and support. And I hope to see you guys in the building. And we're going to have a ball. And so, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open up the open mic lines. Well, not the open mic lines, but let's do the first round. Let's get it.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory, wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous gone picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, Speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. But God is present help when the enemy created walls. But remember, giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Again, here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. So I'm actually going to open up the lines for anybody who wants to spit, sing, rap, tell me what's going on in your community. If you got a short story, got some comedy, whatever it is, as long as you keep it clean and positive, that's what this show is all about and supporting you. So feel free to share that, and we're just going to go ahead and get it. So right now I have Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Miss Nikki?
Hey, Chyna, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm great. I'm great. Chyna, like I said, stay cool. It's the summer weather.
Oh, man. I heard about the fires that way, too.
Yeah, and they found out that someone's been setting the fires, so they actually caught the guy.
Wow.
Yeah, and I knew it last year when we had those fires. I said, somebody's starting fires because, you know, the way it burned is like it went from one extreme to the next extreme. And then our where we stay at is only one freeway to get in and out of the city. So they had that even blocked off and shut down because it was fires coming up the freeway. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Somebody's starting these fires. And sure enough, I read about a week ago that they caught the guy who started the arsenal fires. I said, wow.
Man, that's crazy. It's too hot to be having fires like that.
It's way too hot for all that heat.
That is ridiculous.
All that heat.
Come on now.
That's crazy. Yeah. How's your week going? It's just Tuesday, but how's your week going?
It's actually going pretty good. I actually have gotten some much needed rest. And my body is just saying lay it down. So I'm listening.
Okay. Well, you gotta listen. Lay it down.
Now, believe me, I have. And look, at first when I was laying down, I felt guilty. Like, oh my God, I got something to do. Oh, I gotta do this.
Get away.
And then I took two naps today. That's how I know it's real.
Wow.
I ain't never done that before. Not that I recall.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Man.
That's good. You always got to take time out for yourself.
It is so necessary.
Okay.
Yes. What you got for us, buddy?
Okay. I'm going to put some music to this one day. But I'm gonna do Fire and Desire today.
All right.
Okay. Anxious, eager, hot like fire, yet warm, gentle, loving, you was my desire. Our eyes met like together at last, finally free from things of our past. Caressing and kissing me, yes, you have arrived. Falling for you was easy, that's no surprise. Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My heart is yours. Can you feel my desire? I was cold as ice, not caring a bit. Not to blow my own horn, But yes, boo, your girl back in the day was a shh. But you came along and sparked my burning fire. I'm glad that I'm the one that you desire. Your love is my drug. I can't get no higher. We're no Cookie and Lucius, but let's build an empire. Baby, I'm forever yours, the fire that I desire. That's it.
Get it. I can't wait for the song in the background.
I figure it's hot today, so we gonna do some fire and desire. I mean, you know.
I am scared of you, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
keep writing, girl. Keep doing what you're doing.
I'm trying. I'm trying. Okay, I will.
You got it. All right. Everybody, that was Miss Nikki on the line. I'm actually going to go ahead and slide back into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. Hope you guys enjoy.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Tip of my tongue, it's Bacardi and rum. She be looking like she cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a goddess, apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing that walk up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky making freak me up the shocker with love. In bikini or with thong, smoking cheeks up in the bomb. They greet me when they see me, once I freak them, then I'm gone. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. These are my confessions, make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, cause you pee and put them under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Slipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Love and contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
Come on, just turn up the man. Oh my God, just know that I'll be back. See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were, or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off, or your rent was due, or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray, but back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing, but to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. He won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed y'all later and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me. Release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.
Got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, move in the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire, I blaze, days in the main. Yeah. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shades. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match down to the ankles. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a punk, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm.
My worth to me is more than what you see, more than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless. Can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, my child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me. I said, what is that, father? He said, You had to let go and let me handle it. That's the thing, Father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for. My father said, my child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. So I asked, what is my worth to you? I pencil X's O in my notebook. Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again? God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine. But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed that round of Lyrical Cypher. Like I say, every time I'm here, I try to give some inspirational nuggets. Some as I go and grow, I try to give back to you. And the thing that's on my mind is just taking care of you. I keep saying that over and over again, but just self-care, like listening to your mind, listen to your body, listen to life, you know, and making those things, when I say take care of you on another level, I'm not just talking about your health. What I'm talking about is those lessons that you learn in life, apply them to you, to all of you, not just that situation, you know, so you'll be stronger, you know what I'm saying, to be able to tackle the next test, because we're all tested. We are tested daily. Mentally, you know, so like our mind is the biggest test, period. A lot of people don't think that, but your mind is, that's your ruler, and your subconscious, man, their subconscious will show you through action who you really are, you know, not who we say we are, and just being mindful of that and knowing that and being self-aware, and it's okay to start unlearning those behaviors so it can actually get better, but just remember when you're unlearning those behaviors, they will seep back up because that's the way you used to do things. And your body, your mind, your actions are used to you doing things this way. Like if I used to tie my shoes with my left hand and now I'm going to try with my right, I'm always going to go to my left because that's what I know. And I know this is the simplest way I can explain it, but I hope it makes sense. I mean, you're so used to doing things this way. Like I can use one of the poems that I heard tonight. Mr. DMX of Poetry, he has a poem called Looking Back. And when I think about that poem, it kind of goes in to coincide with what I'm talking about tonight with when you look back and see what you used to do and then you don't want to do those things anymore because you realize the effects it had on you and other people. And then you choose to do something different. And then sometimes you go back and start looking back to those ways because that's the way you used to do things. And we all are guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. You know, when we say, oh, I'm not going to do that no more. Like, I'm not going to touch the hot stove anymore, but you go back and touch the hot stove. Or I'm not going to do what I used to do. Like I said, whatever it is, everybody has a vice. So whatever that vice is that you're used to doing this way, or even thinking this way, like I'm not going to think negative anymore. I'm going to pour in the positive. But your mind is accustomed to thinking negative. So just learning a new way. I suggest, like I say all the time, and I do it for myself, like listening to affirmations, listening to morning affirmations. You'd be amazed how you program your, we can program your mind in the morning. A lot of people don't know that, but in the morning, first thing you think about, 9 out of 10, that's how your day will go, you know, unless you switch that thing up. But I listen to Les Brown every morning. I like listen to Denzel Washington, Will Smith. That motivates me to get up and go to the gym or to even get out of the bed. I read different inspirational prayers and stuff like that or whatever, and meditating. And I don't know if anybody meditates, but meditating and prayer is amazing because it helps you clear your mind. And if you believe in God, it lets God in as well. You know, when our mind is always going, I heard this from a preacher, when your mind is always going, God can't get in. Nobody can get in but you. It's kind of like your cup is already full and there's nothing we can do to add to that. So I hope that makes sense, you know. And even with us as women, we are emotional beings. So when you're upset, your cup is full. And you just want to get those emotions off because you're trying to make yourself feel better. But it's okay to, you know, say, slide those emotions to the side, because remember, those emotions are temporary. They don't last long, you know. And they'll go away, and then what you have to deal with those facts over your emotions. You know, just taking time out to take mental notes. It's okay if it made you feel this way. It's okay to voice it felt that way, but don't stay in that place forever, because you can't grow. That's what I was saying about the art of self-care, like that mindfulness and that self-awareness. So I guess the best thing I would say, the key tonight, would be self-awareness and knowing that you may, even if you fall, believe, I believe in you, and you can get back up. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the open mic lines again to Miss Nikki. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, Letty.
I've been working on something.
Go ahead.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And a lot of times, you know, we do have to change up every once in a while. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I did pick up on that. I was sitting here trying to write at the same time.
Oh, you're fine. So don't rush yourself. But I did want to hear your thoughts on it, what I was saying. So that's why
yeah.
I asked.
Like I said, that, you know, there's always room for change in anyone, and you know, it's a leap of thought. I have one, but it's not radio appropriate. So I'm doing
it. What you mean is not radio appropriate?
It's not G rated.
Oh, it's
I mean it's not G rated.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. So I'm gonna do this one instead. It's called Soulmate. And here goes. Sure, I'm a sucker for love. Not that love that sucks the life out of you. More like that love that makes me want to be a wife to you. My life with you is an empty one. My life without you is an empty one. You're the good friend type. That he is meant for me type. That powerful, giving me all kinds of energy type. Want to give you everything that's in me type. The one that makes me whole type. Is this a dream? So I pinch myself type. Grinning at the thought of you kissing my forehead. All right, babe. Okay. We can watch Wicked Tuna tonight type. You hungry? I'll fix you a deluxe sandwich. You sick? I'll nurse you back to health type. Babe, I'll be right back. You need anything while I'm gone? Type. But hold on. We got that love that's grown type. That never gets old type. The Anita Baker giving you the best that I've got type. And whatever is left, I'll pick up the rest type.
That piece was dope. I was like, what? All right, girl.
I try to, you know, incorporate things that we do together. And, you know, it's like a lot of times we forget that we do have that mutual kind of like bond outside of everything else that's going on.
Exactly.
We can lay there and watch Wicked Tuna. We can watch American Pickers. We can watch Storage Wars. We can watch Chop. All them shows. And I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fun just sitting there watching TV. No big thing, you know, nothing special, just that specialness between us, you know. And
the simple pleasures.
Right. I can dig that. I like that, you know.
She said we got that Netflix and chill kind of love.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to another round. If you want to, I want you to close us out. But I'm going to go to another round,
okay.
And I hope you, I know you're going to shut it down.
Okay.
So let's get it. All right, everybody. That was Miss Nikki. And we got one more round, and we're going to roll out.
The Black Salamander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, fitting free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday, he gave him a ride. And this week, he got a dollar. The next, he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, preacher man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, you know, we got revival now, but we can go for show next week. And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. And the fiend said, man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no, but to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, looky here, let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket, and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth, and he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing, and they was headed home. And the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, Reb, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the Reb said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the Reb shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scamming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the Palisade Committee found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So years ago,
what's up, everybody?
It'll be, if I get it right, I can just eliminate like one more line.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And we're actually about to close out and get Miss Nikki to close the show out. What's up, Miss Nikki?
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Okay. This is a public service announcement. If the man is the head of the household, then the woman is the neck. Go ahead, try moving your head without moving your neck. Don't worry. I got time. I'll wait. Nothing, huh? Okay, now try moving your neck without moving your head. No dice. You see, both are dependent on each other to be able to function at its best. Understand, if all you have is a relationship, then what happens when you cannot no longer relate? Somebody will eventually abandon ship. You must have a friendship that's also a partnership, not an ownership, but more like a companionship in your relationship. That's it. You guys have a good night. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That is so true, Letty. Wow. Keep doing what you're doing, girl. You got some powerful stuff. I need
Thank you.
I mean, because you read that with authority.
I just need music to a lot of things. So, you know,
right.
I've been trying to find
it.
I mean,
this is a public service announcement. It's like, the only thing I hear was beep, and then you go,
hey, that's probably what I'll do to put to it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I thought about. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know how they come on TV and you hear that little beep noise and all of a sudden
yeah.
they start talking. Like the Amber Alert.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the weather. That's hot. Well, I'm proud.
Yeah.
You have grown a lot.
Thank you. It's hard because sometimes I, you know, get writer's block, but at the same time, when I do start writing, I can't stop.
That's good, man. So. I mean, I'm just proud of you because I've seen your growth, and that's what we're talking about, that change thing. Like, growth is change. You are making some changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I'm on a growth journey right now. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We got to grow till we're gone from here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, Miss Lady, I enjoyed y'all. I hope y'all had a good time so far.
Eventually, we will
extend it. I'm looking forward to my party this weekend.
Don't remind me.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm doing it a week early, and like I say, I know a lot of people are like, why aren't you doing your show on your birthday? I was like, no, I could.
Your birthday is for you.
Yeah. And I only turned 40 one time.
Right. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why
I'm never see that number again after next year.
Exactly. And I'm about to be out of the 30s. I'm like, wow, this is.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to enjoy it while it lasts.
Well, how did it feel for you, you know, saying I'm transitioning to a different
place
to 40?
When I turned 40, it was like I had a light bulb that came
mm-hmm.
on. And it was, for me, it was just like I'm going into another milestone in my life. Because
wow.
I lost my mom at 30. So
mm-hmm.
for 10 years, I was really trying to find myself. And
right.
by the time I hit 40, it was like, okay, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm 47, it's like, okay, I'm looking forward to 50.
You do not look 47, nothing.
47, God's willing, October 12th, I will be 47 years old.
October 12th. Yeah, we got to make sure we keep that in mind. You be looking in your mailbox.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to another milestone in my life. And, you know, if I can keep going through milestone and milestone and milestone till I can't do no more or till God says, okay, it's time to come home, I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing good.
Just don't give up. I just told my daughter that today.
It's not in me. It's not in me to give up. You know,
she said the same thing. I was so glad to hear that.
Yeah, I may go through some things and get tired or whatever the case may be, but I will not give up. Giving up is not an option. Can't is not in my vocabulary.
In the words of Mr. Carlos, he refused to lose, right?
I will not lose.
I will not lose.
That's and I tell him all the time, we will not lose.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, y'all inspire me. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And keep writing. I look
Thank
forward
you.
To hearing you next week. And let's talk about what, how everything went down the show. I'm excited.
I know.
I make sure you do the video.
Please do. Please do. Please do. For the,
you gotta
the
make
people
sure
on the side of earth.
Mr. DMX, the poetry. Make sure you
yeah.
do live. For Miss Nikki,
okay.
so she can see that.
For, look, for the other people on the other side of the world.
Exactly. Look, one day I'm going to get Periscope so people can check it out.
Sounds
yeah,
good.
That's the plan. You might have to pay a little bit, but not much. But it's just like paying to go
hey,
to the show.
It's worth it. It's worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you,
you
get
know?
On the mic. I want to do it so you can get on the mic, too.
Oh, okay, okay. That'd be cool.
Exactly. That's my plan. So putting out in the atmosphere.
That's right. Speaking
oh, yeah,
into
it's coming. Good. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My strong team is on the way.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, you enjoy the rest of your evening, lady. We thank you for calling in. And for everybody who else who's listening via web and via phone, Miss Nikki closed us out beautifully with a post-service announcement. And like I say, keep pushing. Keep praying, keep dreaming, and just remember that self-awareness is key. And as you're growing and going throughout life, just keep going. Don't quit. And don't quit on you. You know, I know it's so easy to quit on you but not quit on others, but, like, don't quit on you. Keep going. You are worth it. I believe in you. Even if you don't believe in you right now, you are definitely worth it. So just keep doing what you're doing. And believe me, it will get better. It might not look like it. But one thing, like, is some of the affirmations I've been listening to with Les Brown, when he was saying that if it's easy, your life will be hard. If it's hard, your life will be easy. But just remember that. Like, it'll get better. Like, you'll find that peace of mind. You know, that peace of mind that we all search for, you already have it. You just got to tap into it. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. Have a wonderful night. I'll see you next Tuesday. Good night.